Good morning, everybody. It is Friday. That means it is time for coffee and tacos here at Black Wolf CrossFit. I am Ben Jost, and I'm with... Oh, come on. That's so unprofessional. I apologize. Joel Cardenas.
It was the mic. It wasn't a burp.
Yeah,
it may have sounded like a burp.
Definitely.
It was the mic.
Still figuring out audio issues. We'll blame our audio engineer, Chris.
Don't blame Chris. Blame Chris. Good morning, folks.
Who just left here. Had some trouble getting started, but we are ready now, okay? So, Joel, where are our tacos from today, and what are we eating?
Chulosos. I believe that's how you say it. Recommended by you, sir. I've taken one bite, and I am impressed. I am not impressed by the time they open up. They open at 7:30. I expected 7, but beggars can't be choosers. They taste delicious. Might I add, I was the first one there, and the third one to get my order. I thought bacon and egg and chorizo and egg was pretty basic. Apparently not.
So bacon and egg and chorizo and egg.
Yes.
Okay. On that topic of 7:30 start times. Now, do you feel, since you and I are up at 4 a.m. most days of the week, do you find yourself judging businesses more critically for late starts? Or is that just something that I do?
Oh, definitely. No. I definitely think, why are people taking so long to open? And they should be open earlier. Like, 7 should be, like, the time to open. Like, that's when everyone's out on the road trying to get to work and whatnot. People are trying to get breakfast tacos for the rest of the company. They should be open earlier. And, yeah, I'm so used to waking up so early that sometimes I am not impressed by the start times of most businesses nowadays.
Absolutely. If we want to run and grab coffee before 7 a.m., it's Starbucks or nothing. It's Starbucks or nothing these days.
Even that. Come on, 5 a.m.? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Let's do 4.
It's in some Starbucks, yeah, 5 a.m., you don't have the 4. There's a few that are 24 hours, a few that are 4 a.m., and that's great.
I'm not
great.
Traveling to West Timer for that.
But I've been banging on the door at Morningstar down the street. It's 6:55, because I just walked up and assumed. I'm like, the sun's up. The sun's up, and you sell coffee. You should have beat the sun. If you sell coffee, you should beat the sun.
Chuloso's doors were open when I walked in. They were open. I walked in 7:15.
Is that better or worse to be able to get inside and they're still not?
I'm not sure.
Like, is it?
I mean, there was AC. I got to sit down.
Sure. Comfort-wise, but, like, emotionally.
Emotionally, I was annoyed.
Yeah, right? Like, it's almost better if the door was locked.
Yeah.
Because then you stand outside and you know you're waiting.
And they waited till 7:30.
That's the best, too.
7:30,
like, doing it on principle. I don't dare serve you at 29.
What I really like is when more people come in and I know what's going on. I know that they don't open until 7:30, but they're going to wait until that person decides to ask. After standing for 5 minutes, they're going to wait for that person to tell them, yeah, I'd like to, oh, sorry, sir, we don't open for another 2.5 minutes.
That goes back to what we talked about last week on the customer service stuff. Like, just communicate with your customers. Just communicate. Like,
yeah.
They're there to give you money. Mm-hmm. And it's okay that you can't serve till 7:30. I can get over that. But why? And I've worked retail. I've worked the shitty jobs before. And mm-hmm. You do get this kind of sadistic pleasure of, like, when I worked at Academy, Academy's a sporting goods store, for those who don't know. And I mean, it's almost everything now. But say we opened at 8 on a Saturday. People were at the door at 7:30. And, like, no, we're not going to open at 7:30. But, like, some of the employees at the front enjoyed watching people wait. And, like, they would walk so... And there was three automatic doors. There's the main door that lets you in the lobby. And then, because Academy has the carts in the lobby. And then there's the two doors that give you the exit from the cash registers and the entrance to the, like, sporting goods. And they would open the two inner doors first and walk so slow to the exterior door. And it's... And they enjoyed it. They enjoyed that. And I get that. You know, they're believing they're underpaid and they're not served well, and so they're passing that on to the customer.
Quick question.
Yes, sir.
What time did Academy close?
I have a hard time remembering, 9 or 10.
Okay. Well, it doesn't really matter how on point
sure.
you are about the time. What did you think about the...
The worst.
The customer who wanted to
the
walk
worst.
In with 3 minutes still closing.
The worst.
That had all the questions.
But that's the thing, right? Like... You come into my store and you know what you want, that's fine. Like, and I actually will do that. And in past relationships, I've been given a lot of hell about going to restaurants late or going to stores late because I'll say no. They'll be like, no, they're open until 10, it's 9:30. I'm like, we're not going to eat at 9:30 in a restaurant that closes at 10.
Yeah.
There's no world where I'm going to make a waiter stay and a kitchen stay. And I don't care that you know someone would show up there anyways later than us.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the store. Like,
I hate that.
Unless I need something. And when I need something, I make it appear that I know exactly where it is. Like, there's no shopping. So, hey, don't worry, you guys can I'm going to go take care of this. Like, that, I literally say that. And I understand that's a little too much. But having worked retail, there's nothing worse than you bringing your kids in at 9:57. First of all, why are your kids up so late? Why are your kids up so late? Like, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
But, and then why are they knocking all the soccer balls off my shelves? Okay? And then you're just happily, just whatever. And then you're going to ask me about a $40 rubber band that's called a power balance bracelet. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sell it to you. Because guess what? I don't feel bad. The customer came at noon, I told him not to buy it. I was like, no, I've got moral qualms with selling this item. You came at 9:57 with your little shitty kids. Oh, why don't you buy some $40 rubber bands? Sounds great. Yeah. Yeah, and there's no discount. So, but it'll make you stronger. Anyways, we should get off this topic. Chilosos, you need to work on the customer service, okay? The food is awesome. I'm really enjoying this. We wanted to get the tacos out. I've had the chorizo so far. It's really, really good. But I'm not going to go to a breakfast spot that opens at 7:30, first of all. That's damn near lunchtime. And two, I'm not going to go somewhere that doesn't communicate with their customers. So,
did you say lunchtime? I forget we're up at 4.
We're up at 4, bro. Like,
our lunchtime.
If I wait until, like, after I get done coaching, it's lunch. I don't eat breakfast food past 8.
Yeah.
So it's almost lunchtime. But the food's really, really good. So recommend the food, not so much the service. Okay?
Just know that they're not open until 7:30.
They do not open until 7:30. So that's
that. I wasn't the only one, because people walked in there. Like, there were multiple people walking in there, like, is this place open?
Oh.
I don't know why a breakfast place doesn't open at 7 or 6. Honestly, 6. You said 7. I think you're being nice.
No, 6:30.
I think it's 6,
man.
Oh,
I'm halfway, 6:30.
I think it's 6. So, let's move forward, though. There's a few things I want to talk about today, but I want to have some fun first, okay? Want to have some fun first. Hey, Joel.
What's up?
What would you name your boat if you had one?
Oh, my. You really got me here. Rubber Ducky.
That's something.
I don't know. It's like, I want to say Slice of Life, but that's stealing from one of the greatest shows ever, Dexter. If you haven't seen it, you should watch it. It's about a serial killer.
That's a pretty good name, though.
Slice of Life.
Yeah.
But it's from a show. It's not original.
Why do you have to worry about that?
I don't know.
It's original that you thought to adapt that. So is it a boat in the show?
Yes.
Okay, then yeah, that's
true. It's not original.
Okay.
You gotta watch the show.
That's original. I believe that Walt Disney named one of his locomotives the Lily Bell. I think that's true.
What would you name yours?
I feel like that'd be a cool boat name. I don't know, man. I'm not real sure. Because I'm not a fun person. So, like...
Do you remember what Forrest Gump named his boat?
No. But why don't you talk about that while I put Jax outside, since he's being a whiny little baby.
Oh, no, Jack the Wine Baby. That's a very good question. I've never considered naming a boat because I've never thought about being on water with a boat. I don't venture the seas that much, Ben, so it's never crossed my mind.
Okay, so then what would you name, if you had your own CrossFit gym, what would you name it?
Oh, come on now.
Because that's always a fun thing.
That's always a fun thing. So,
and you don't have to guess. You don't have to guess what HQ would approve, because they don't approve anything, but...
I've thought about this, and I've tried to not be corny, which made it harder. Because you want a name that's gonna last, that's gonna ring, that's always gonna sound good. That's not gonna sound dumb later on.
Sure.
I don't know. Man, I wish I had my other notebook where I actually wrote a few down. That's a good one.
CrossFit Musclehead.
CrossFit Meathead.
CrossFit
man.
Dance House.
No,
CrossFit
Bust a
Move.
No.
Joel breakdances, and he did so at a housewarming party.
That was fun.
A housewarming party in the nice part of the Heights, too. Not where you think you'd find a young man breakdancing.
Yeah, no. I didn't even think.
Brian and Kelly gave him the stage, and he took over.
I had no choice. They told me to bust a move. I did what I had to do.
You did what you had to do.
I did. I busted a move. I flipped a little bit. and then I pose a little bit.
What's the worst purchase you've ever made?
So, I actually have it in my backpack. It's pretty funny. It's the worst purchase because I should bring it out. I'll show you. It's a multi-tool. And it's more of a collector's thing, but definitely a stupid purchase because it is not within my means. Here you go. This is a multi-tool. It is a pry bar. It has a little slot to slip your screwdriver, flathead, and star. It has a little protective feature here, which may be illegal. It's a knuckle. You see that? What else? Bottle opener. Very important for all those Topo Chicos. This thing right here, this little piece of metal. Yes, don't use it too often, only, mainly at parties. Like $85.
What? And what were you thinking when you made that purchase?
I like stuff like this, but I don't buy it all, stuff like that often. I like multi-tools. Like they come in all shapes and sizes. I follow like Blade HQ and like mostly, you know, I was like, I like stuff like that.
I don't think that necessarily qualifies as a bad purchase then. I mean, if you enjoy having it, even if it's not.
Just how much
it costs. I think what you're saying is the cost based on practicality.
Yes.
Doesn't balance out. I can see that. But I don't think we should be ashamed of something that we enjoy. If you get joy from it.
Okay, I got a better one.
Okay.
Those two magazines that I brought. Those were both over $10 a piece. And I didn't know there was a price on the magazines. And I bought two of them. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
When I saw my toy.
Magazine game, man. That's how they stay in business. They gotta charge you like $12.
Yes. And I was like, you know, I could have just gotten all this material off the internet. But there's just something about the magazine.
I got you.
That's number one then.
Okay.
Since you sort of justified this thing.
Okay.
Buying two magazines.
I think my worst purchase, man, I've made a lot.
See you making a lot of bad purchases.
I got into, well, let's also remember, I used to be a very different person. Not a wise person. Not the wise old man I am now.
A few years ago.
I used to be
not old.
Chasing approval and desperate for attention in my 20s and my teens. When I was a kid, I got into one of those pay a penny for 10 CDs scams. Where they would send you, you're too young for this, it was in the 90s, I believe, they would send you, like, is a subscription to CDs, and you would get a different CD or three CDs a month, and you only paid, like, $10, it was a severe discount, but it kept going.
Yeah.
So you'd ended up a ton of CDs, awesome. Like, I got a Korn CD out of it, like, I got some music I was never exposed to, sorry, Ma, and she's here, But I also just kept paying and paying.
Would you flip this? Would you sell the CDs?
No, I would just keep it.
You just kept them? Oh.
Like, have you ever thought of, like, between CDs, average $12 a piece, and DVDs, $15 a piece, how much money you've spent on stuff like that?
We have quite a lot of movies at the house. And I'm like, there's a lot of money worth of movies at our house.
You know what the best part is? I have no idea where any of my DVDs or my CDs are.
We actually have them all on, like...
That's awesome. Because I genuinely, like, where are they? I'm sure there's a binder. I had one of those little binders of DVDs. I bet it's somewhere.
For us, it's mainly my sister. Like, my sister's a huge... She loves Disney movies. She loves all the movies that come... All the movies. We have all the movies.
But now, you're moving towards where you can just have them saved online, the cloud.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I use Vudu, the Vudu app on the Roku. And so, now they're the same cost, which I think is interesting.
Yeah.
You don't have any manufacturing to do... So you're either speaking to how cheap DVDs are to produce, or you are ripping me. Whatever, it doesn't matter.
Do you remember Blockbuster?
Of course I do. Blockbuster.
I used to run up and down the malls. I was a bad little kid. Anyways,
see, I was a teenager.
I forgot how much it was to rent back then. Because nowadays you rent online, it's like $6 to rent like HD and like. $4 to rent. Regularly.
Well, they had the one night rental, they had the three night rental, and they had a five night rental. And the five night rental was like, we don't give a shit about this video. But the one night and three night, I don't remember the pricing chart. That'd be very interesting. But then it was like the late fee was how they got you. But like you could still just drop it in the slot, and then they would take care of it. But if you didn't rewind it, that's VHS, obviously. Like
I remember those days. Yeah, so you get to when they were closed, you'd come return it, you put it in that little slot, you go clunk.
Yep. Yep, your mom would be in the car to tell you to jump out.
Hollywood Video?
Yeah. I used to rent, so my parents wouldn't let me have video games. So a big special thing for us was I would get to rent the whole N64 for the weekend.
Yeah.
So I have an N64 for a weekend every couple months, and I thought that was the coolest
thing. They rented
thing.
Consoles?
They did. They. I don't think they always did, but they did at some. They got smart.
The one in the hood didn't.
They probably either get stolen.
Probably.
And I'll bring them back. I can't remember the price on that either. Anyways, yeah, Blockbuster. That's good. Yes. Yeah, I'd say my worst purchase is all the DVDs and CDs. Anything I've done for women. Obviously, I'm 32 and not married, so obviously that was all a waste. Thanks, ladies. You can send me thank you notes now for that, because there's a lot of stuff that went the direction of romance. I got a whole trip to Disney World to put on a credit card, and then that was it. That was like the last highlight of our relationship. That was probably a terrible purchase. Actually, I mean, obviously, it's not Disney. Hey, I'll go. You don't have to love me. I just want to be there. So, you know, whatever.
Yes.
Let's see. Car was a good purchase. That's fine.
That's always a good purchase. Get you to point A to point B.
In college, I had a whole credit card devoted to drinking.
That's a bad one.
Every beer I ever bought was my worst purchase.
Holy crap. On credit?
That'd be great. Most, yeah, I mean, I worked, but I drank more than I worked. So the money came in and went out.
Now it's completely opposite.
Completely.
Well, not even, because you don't drink.
Well, so that is opposite. I only work. What's the closest thing to real magic? When a client listens to a cue.
When a client doesn't ask questions about what we just explained.
And just like magic, it's not real.
When we have to explain things just once.
Who's the messiest person you know? And why is Summer Robinson getting so much heat on Facebook for being messy?
Oh, I mean, I've
seen that meme with the car where we all have that one friend who says, just move it over, and it's a guy in the car full of trash. Summer, I feel like you've been tagged by six different people.
I've seen the inside of a car. And, I mean, it was water bottles. It was
not bad. At least it's healthy.
Yeah, I mean, obviously she drinks a lot of water. A lot. And I hope she recycles. Because if she doesn't, then she's definitely killing polar bears.
This will be a good one. This will be our last fun question. What problem or situation did the TV or movies make you think would be common, but when you grew up, you found out it wasn't?
Huh. Okay. You go first.
I just took a bite of food.
I'm sorry. That's it. We'll see. I watched a lot of Jurassic Park, so I knew dinosaurs weren't going to be. I definitely knew there weren't going to be dinosaurs roaming the streets.
I thought I would have met a T-Rex by now.
Yeah, no. Did you know there's a T-Rex emoji now? That has not always been the case.
No, I did not.
I just found it this morning while I was waiting at Chilosos for my tacos.
Interesting.
It's a full-on T-Rex, like the whole body. Green, big head, tiny arms. That.
Okay, back to your TV.
Okay, back to TV.
So for me, I mean, there's the easy one, like millennials, right? I thought I was going to buy a house by now. Like, I thought life was, like, being married at 22, kids, and like two kids, have the house in the suburbs. Mm. Like, no, it didn't matter what job you had. You didn't have to have a real job. Like, all these TV characters, like, bullshit job, like, you know, they're paying their mortgage. But I would say, more for real, when I was a kid, I had a pretty big, like, daydreaming. Well, I think it was Karate Kid or one of the karate movies, because there's a few different knockoffs of it, where the kid is socially awkward. I did not ever fit in anywhere I went. But he always daydreamed about, like, being a hero. Okay. Like bad guy's going to bust in into school.
What is that they're doing on YouTube now? Cobra Kai?
I think they're just trying to do. I think there's a huge market on nostalgia.
Oh.
And so if we can talk about things that happened in the 90s, then this whole generation will pay for it and give attention. And I think there's a lot to that back when, like, things were easier. But, yeah, like, I always thought, like more opportunities to, like, beat up bullies would occur and stuff. And, like, I did a little bit of that in high school, but, like, it doesn't happen as much. Like racists don't come into everyday life and you get to punch them in the nose kind of thing. So as a kid, I was, like, dreaming of, like, being a hero and
punching a racist in the nose.
Yeah, stuff like that. And then, you know, it doesn't really happen as much. That's all for TV. the amount of love that is available in the world that gets played up on TV, and it's not always the case. But anyways, now you've had time, and you've got like 5 minutes to let me ask you the real question today, so hurry up here.
Is that it? 5 minutes? I don't know.
We do still have a job.
I've always been so occupied with stuff my whole life. Like, I've always had something new, like something to like keep me busy, so I've never had time to like really like... Also, TV wasn't really a big thing either. Like I said, it was either like fictional stuff all the time, like never like that I watched documentaries or that scared the shit out of me.
It's not about documentaries. It's about like, well, if you watch Everybody Loves Raymond, did you think you were going to have twins and a daughter and you thought your wife was going to give you shit every day? Like,
no. Like, so, okay, so like for like a while, I was like, oh man, I'm... When
did
I
you think you were
going to
be a Power Ranger?
You know what? I like for a while, I did have this thing where I was like, I don't want to be an old dad. I want to be like a young dad. So maybe like late 20s, I'll have a kid. Like, I'll be in that situation. But like, now it's like, I cannot imagine myself having a family right now. Or anytime soon.
In October, he's going to be in his late 20s, ladies. Line up.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I sure am.
It's about that time.
I'm in mid.
It's about that time.
Or, not good. Nope.
All right. So I wanted to talk about something real today. What was the sleep podcast that you've now listened to like 7 times?
I'm still listening to it for the second time, but it was a sleep podcast, Joe Rogan featuring neuroscientist Matthew Walker, all about sleep. Holy moly, everyone, you have to listen to that so you could understand how shitty of a life you're living right now because you don't sleep.
So the Joe Rogan Experience, I believe, is the name of the actual podcast.
Yes, one of the best podcasts ever.
And is this the most recent episode?
No. It's a few episodes back, several episodes back.
What was the guest name?
Matthew Walker.
So go check that out. Now, Joe, the Joe Rogan Experience is notoriously long, so it's going to take you a few car rides.
Yeah, it's actually, it's 2 hours, and it's not that long, I think.
For him, it's not that long.
He'll do some, like, 3.5-hour podcasts.
But once I was driving my buddy through Utah, coming back to Houston, and we listened to one with Kelly Starr at Supple Leopard from way back in the day, and I think it was, like, 3.5 hours. It got us real far. We got to the next town. But anyway, so let's try 3 minutes. Let's say 2 awesome facts. And break them down. So give me the first most important lesson you think you've heard, and or what was resonated with you. Let's go with you, not with what would work for them. We tell them what to do all the time.
Yeah.
What can apply to you and me? What could we improve on?
Definitely that you think 6 hours is enough sleep. 6 to 4, which everyone is living off of, and you know who you are, pretty much 99% of y'all, 4 to 6 hours of sleep because you're up late and you got to be up early. That takes a huge toll on your body, like drops T levels, like your testosterone, down the drain. You want to time travel to when you're going to be like 60 something years old? Guess what? Keep slacking on sleep, because you age faster when you don't sleep. One of my favorite statistics, based on facts that they've researched, daylight savings. I really like this one. When we lose an hour for daylight savings, right? You know, clock goes away, whatever. When we lose that hour, there is a 21% increase in heart attacks. Okay. Well, whenever we gain that hour back later on in the year, there is a 24% drop in heart attacks. So just 1 hour can affect you in a huge way when it comes to sleep. Oh, and the recommended amount? 7 to 9. 7 is the bare minimum. Like, it's nuts. Like, there's just so much juice in that podcast that I couldn't tell you in order. I would just be all over this. I'd be scatterbrained. I can't pinpoint one thing.
So now pinpoint one thing.
Okay, pinpoint one thing. Sleep. What's another one? There are more accidents on the road because people are sleep deprived. Once you are up for 20-plus hours, you are officially sleep-deprived.
Did they give any advice on how to improve sleep, what to do, any action steps?
The main ones, blue screen, that really messes you up. That will mess you up so bad. One good comparison, an hour of reading a book compared to an hour of reading on the iPad. That blue light will throw your melatonin. So melatonin, hormone-producing brain, helps you go to sleep. It'll push back that process 3 hours if you read for an hour on the iPad, meaning you're not going to feel sleepy for another 3 hours because you decided to look at a screen versus where you read a book and, you know, you kind of got the light in the background, but it's a little bit darker, so your body's kind of like, okay, it's dark outside, I'm going to start producing melatonin, flood the brain a little bit, make you sleepy. That's one of them. So that screen is just tearing you up. When you like watching TV shows late at night, you like watching the late night show with Jimmy Fallon, you're going to be up for another 3 hours. Even when you think you fall asleep, your brain's still all over the place because you're not ready to go to sleep. And it's just, oh, man. I'll probably listen to this podcast a third time, y'all, because it's just so good.
Well, thank you for that. All right, buddy.
Stay away from screens.
Go have fun coaching.
I'm going to have fun coaching. How'd it go this morning?
It's good, man. It's a good workout. Y'all should come by tonight, 4:30, 5:30, assuming you're not coming to 8:30, which you'd be late for, which would be fine. So get in here. It's good. It's good.
Yeah, because we don't care that you're late.
Super duper simple. One piece of advice.
Sarcasm.
One piece of advice.
Yes.
Tell them to go light on the wall balls and warm up.
No. Of course, unbroken wall balls.
I also, for this, might change it to 15-12-9 instead of 18-15-12.
I was thinking about ways to...
Then, other than that...
Downscale a little bit.
Let them roll.
All right. See y'all later, folks.
Oh, by the way, if you're going for a 5 rep max and you don't get... And you don't fail, it's not a 5 rep max.
Ooh, baby. Also, for those listening, I will be joining y'all this afternoon. 4:30, 5:30. Don't know which one.
There we go.